everybody. Welcome to Static Show. It's Bob.
Hey, everybody. It's Miles. Miles.
Water.
Huh?
Got a drink of water.
Water for what?
For my throat.
Why is that? What's wrong?
Well, it's cold season, you know.
Right.
So?
You got a cold?
Not yet, but I want to keep hydrated, you know.
Do you have a virus?
Not that I'm aware of yet.
Oh.
But, you know, I want to keep ready just in case.
I see.
Well, my back hurts.
Your back hurts.
Sore back.
Lower back.
No, actually, it's like middle back. Is that odd?
Middle, your lumbar region.
No. I think of lumbar as lower back.
Your thoracic?
You know, I have no idea.
Yeah, well, I studied anatomy physiology, so I think I would be right. Thank you. Okay.
You're one semester pre-med or what?
I did study it briefly in high school.
Excuse me, ladies. I took one semester of pre-med. I need to check you out for hernias.
I didn't get that far, no.
Okay, well, you just watch me while I check myself for a hernia.
I was kind of like a twisted David Blaine.
Yeah,
you know?
that was your pickup line.
Yeah, I would get myself into this clear cube, you know, and examine myself.
Yeah.
I was like
you
David
like to
Blaine
watch me
gone
check
wrong.
Myself for a hernia.
Hernia? Yeah.
No, I don't know. I think I was picking the kids up and stuff over the weekend. So
yeah.
I think I slept wrong. A combination of poor sleeping and swinging the kids around today did it for me. So.
Sure, you weren't doing that Karma Sutra stuff again?
No. I've never done the Karma Sutra stuff.
You doing like the Congress of the Cow or something?
Or? Is that like cow tipping?
No.
No, but I did. We may be a week off here, but I was going to reveal some very exciting news.
Okay.
But I may be a week late because I'm not very good with the math.
We are Yahoo site of the day.
No, that was about 2 years ago or something.
Okay.
The this one or last one. I don't know which one.
Yeah.
And maybe you can help me figure it up real quick. It was our 200th show.
No.
Well, there's 52 weeks in a year.
Right.
We do one each week.
Right.
It's been, we're coming up on 5 years.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, maybe that's more than 200.
Man, 5 years of shows?
Well, in January.
Wow.
So, anyway, now I think I'm way off. It'd be 250, right?
Oh,
well, that'll be the end of 5 years, though.
Whatever. All right, yeah.
So this will be the beginning of 5. So it would be 200. So
200. Wow.
Yeah, it's either 200 or 201.
Something like that.
Yeah.
That's great.
I appreciate all, you know, three people listening and
keep listening.
I'm sure that more people will listen after we get 400.
The show will get funnier. I know it will. Just keep listening, people.
Maybe not tonight. I don't know.
Yeah. Come on now.
But anyway, yeah, 200, I think.
200, wow, congrats.
Well, you know, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
200.
Cool.
I wanted to say as well as thank Mr. Baker for finding the stinky link last week. I had mistyped something and put an extra one in it, and so it wasn't, like, working on the website.
Right.
And he wrote me an email, and so I made a Stinky Link Award, and he won that. So.
That is so cool.
Did you see that at all?
I was checking that out, but then I had to abort my search, so I had to...
I don't understand. What's that mean?
I was having some personal problems, so I had to go. I couldn't get to that.
Oh, well. Okay. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
So what's going on with you?
Huh?
I said, what's going on with you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear it. Yeah, I'm really getting into Spanish TV.
Ah! Univision!
Yeah. It's Telemundo, man. I'm getting into
I love the show that has the trumpeter and the midgets and the showgirls.
Oh, yeah, I think it comes on like 7 or 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I flipped through that one and I... If there's a midget on there with a showgirl, I just keep watching.
There is so much TNA on this show. I cannot keep zipped, man. I'm like, Jesus.
Univision.
They had this. They had like this game going on, right? Where there's like some young guy out of the audience, or they blindfold him.
That sounds like one of the more of the Chinese game show.
No, this gets better. This gets better.
Some young guy, right?
Yeah, some young guy. Yeah, it's like brrr, psh, comedy stylings. Right
thank
here.
You.
No, they blindfold the guy, and they bring out these really hot chicks in like two-piece bikinis.
Right.
And like they're a little bit dressed up, and he's got to like kind of like feel them out and guess what occupation they are. You know.
Is there anything that they're wearing that would signify their occupation?
You know, like a girl might be wearing like a holster and gun belt. And,
but a bikini, right?
Yeah, but they're also wearing a bikini.
Oh, so they're really not that occupation. They're
right.
They're just hot chicks that they dress up.
Yeah, so like you have to start down at the girl's ankles and kind of feel your way up.
Hey.
I'm like, this is the best game show ever.
Does anybody, you know, touch in any kind of spot or what?
I think speed is kind of a essential thing to it. I think you want to...
So nobody, like, slips a finger in anywhere.
You want to guess as many girls right as you can, I think, is the whole...
Oh, so they keep you moving so you can't just grope.
Right, right. I think you're supposed to kind of keep moving along. Just don't, you know...
Somehow I think you want to play this game without your hands. I could, you know, something tells me... In fact, I believe there was a... I was with you at a bar.
Yes.
Hangar 9 was the name of the bar.
Yeah.
It probably still exists in Carbondale.
Yeah, it does.
I believe you were playing this game, but it was guess who still has their hymen. but you weren't playing with your hands.
Hey, man.
You were rubbing your crotch on anything that would come close to you. Hey. I believe was the
whatever.
That one. It's awful crowded in here.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's getting a little bit more crowded every time you walk by, baby.
Hey, someone said Grandma Heine, and I did.
Yeah.
I did, man. I didn't know they weren't talking about beer, though. You know, I don't know what...
Yeah.
But I want to bone up my Spanish now. I do. I'm like,
I
want to
be a contestant for this show.
I'm like, God damn, this is the best freaking show ever.
That sounds like a good show.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
I've never seen that game, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
It comes on, you know, they have like a lot of skits and stuff, which don't really look that funny, but man, all of a sudden like the TNA comes.
You can't speak Spanish. Maybe they're hilarious. If you
it's like the man show, but in Spanish, you know?
Well, but see, the thing is, what probably is even better about it is it's not really the man show.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody loves it.
It's like a variety show.
Right,
or something, like
exactly. It's all acceptable behavior.
Yeah, I mean, like, jeez.
It's not like, you know, the man show kind of gets relegated, you know.
Yeah.
Where I'm sure that lesbians even like this show in Spanish.
Yeah.
All the Hispanic lesbians love the show as well.
Oh, man.
And they're not picketing against it or anything.
I'm into it.
So, any other revelations? Or is that as far as you got on the show before you had to leave the room?
Well, the only thing that makes me mad, though, like, it's, you know, like, you've got to, like, keep flipping around because, like, the TNA isn't constantly on there. You know?
Oh, I see.
You know. But stick with it, man. If you get onto this, stick with it. Just kind of flip flat back and forth a little bit.
So you're advocating for Univision?
Yeah. Please.
Okay. Well, I like to watch it, too. All right. I've never seen more scantily clad women and midgets on the same stage.
It's not wrong.
And then the guy with the wrestling mask with the trumpet is really good as well.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing that, though.
You never seen that?
No.
No, I like that guy.
I'll have to keep watching more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, to stick with our culturally diverse show tonight.
Yeah.
I was in recently in Kansas City, Missouri, and had some time to kill. And my boss actually took me to this museum.
Okay.
He said, let's go down to this museum today, right?
Yeah.
So we head down. The name of it is, I think it's called the Steamship Arabia Museum in Kansas City.
Okay.
And if you have a chance to go and, you know, want to lose, if you'd rather give your $10 to them than to a bum on the street, then this is the place to go.
Yes.
So we get there and we're, you know, paying to go through the tour or get into the museum, basically, you know. You can get in the gift shop for free.
Right.
Of course.
Right.
And you got to pay to actually see the museum.
Right.
Which is actually pretty fascinating. But the funny part was that they're like, we come walking up and they're like, oh, you're just in time. You can go ahead and go on the tour with these folks. And so I turn and I look and it's like, I don't know, 40, 45 Japanese people.
I want the doctor to take your picture so I can see the inside of you as well.
So,
right?
Yeah, exactly. So,
were you turning Japanese?
Yeah, I was turning Japanese.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was like elderly Japanese, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. So, we, I turn and I look, and it's just so hilarious to me. I mean, I couldn't really laugh, right?
Yeah.
But I'm looking at this sea of little people, because I'm like 6 foot or so.
Yeah.
Which is not, I'm not tall.
Right.
But at that point, I felt very tall.
They weren't like, oh, look, sumo wrestler. Right?
No, my boss is shorter than I am, but it was still funny because we were the two tallest ones and we're like standing back, you know.
Oh, man.
So we went through the tour with them. It was kind of interesting. I felt like I was going through the tour with 45 of my own children.
Oh, my God. You were the only one without a camera, right?
Yeah, I didn't have a, I wasn't expecting to, yeah. No camera.
Yeah.
But the funny thing was they really weren't Japanese.
Oh, okay.
So we got in this one part of the tour. You watch this little movie, right?
Right.
But that sets up the tour, and then you go into where the more of the museum stuff is.
Right.
And they, and you know, the weirdest thing is, I'll give you a little background. The Steamship Arabia Museum is these, it was like a paddle wheel boat.
Right.
That was on the Missouri River that sank before the Civil War. These guys found it and dug it up.
Uh-huh.
Well, these five guys partnered together in a kind of a private thing. It's a whole private museum. It's not public at all. And they dug this thing up, right?
Right.
And, like, there's all this shit on there, and they displayed it, which is all pre-Civil War goods. So, like, hats and clothes, and all perfectly preserved in the mud. But anyway, so the weird thing was we watched the movie, and then it's about these five guys who got together to dig this thing up. Well, then one of the dudes comes out to talk to us. But the movie was like shot like about 10 years ago or something. So he's 10 years older. And it was really kind of bizarre because normally when you go see those things, you know, the people are either long since dead or they don't stick around.
Right.
And so it's weird to be talking to the guy that was just on the video about digging up the boat.
Right.
And he's like, oh, he's like, hey, I've got a tour group here and I guess you're all from Hawaii. So it's all these Oriental people from Hawaii.
Really?
Yeah. So it was weird.
And here you've been cracking jokes the whole time behind their back.
Yeah, no, I didn't crack any jokes.
And maybe Godzilla sucked the speed, you know, the boat. Right?
Is it true that a giant lizard sank the steamship Arabia? What?
Mothra!
Is it true there was giant lizards stomping around the Missouri River before the Civil War?
Yeah, you were like speaking pig Latin, you know, like you're being all smart.
Yeah, no, they're all American. They're
Oh, man.
But they all were Oriental descent, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So that was just a little weird
thing. Now you're feeling all bad, like, uh-oh.
No, I was, you know, I'm just like, this is bizarre. I mean, who would have figured you turned, you know, and like, oh, you could hook up with this tour.
Yeah.
It's like, you know.
I mean.
I can only imagine something better might be if the WWE were in town and they all decided to go to the museum and you could hook up with a bunch of wrestlers or something.
I mean, where do you go? If you're from Hawaii, I mean, where do you go?
I guess they go to Kansas City.
I mean, like, wow.
On some kind of old folks bus tour thing.
What can outdo Hawaii? Let me think.
You got me. I'm like, just stay home. That's my thought.
Kansas City. Yeah, let's try.
Yeah, and it was cold, too, let me tell you.
Are you sure they weren't throwing darts at a dartboard trying to figure out?
What, where can we get our money to go further?
Mm.
Oh, Kansas City.
Yes.
There you go.
Come down to the Paddle Wheel Museum.
There you go, Paddle Wheel Museum. But if you, it is a good museum, but I mean, you know, you never know who you'll see.
Yeah, a bunch of Hawaiians, apparently.
Evidently, yes.
Yeah.
They're all bundled up, too. It was very cold that day. Oh, man. Got the burps. But yeah, I don't know.
That was weird.
That was weird. It was. I'm like, What can I, you know, what are you going
to
do?
So if you ever go to Hawaii, are you going to run into a bunch of Kansas City people?
Maybe. They're probably so. You know, the grass is always greener, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess.
I think that's our lesson tonight.
I don't know.
Even when you're living in Hawaii, you always think, oh, God, if I could only go to Kansas City where they have paddle boats and sunken things and, you know, guys who jump out of the movies at you.
Yeah, I guess.
We get none of that. We just got coconuts and shit.
So do not prejudge your tour group, I think, is...
Exactly. Don't assume that they don't speak your language.
Yeah, I think you and your boss are probably goofing on these people, and it turned out they speak perfect English. Right?
No, we weren't.
Yeah, come on.
No, we weren't. We weren't goofing on anybody.
A little bit. Come on.
I thought it was funny. I didn't...
Come on now. A little bit.
No, I don't think he... To be honest with you, I don't even sure he noticed that they all were the same nationality. So,
really?
Yeah. He's pretty oblivious.
Really?
I mean, we only spent, you know, what, 2 hours out of a day at a museum that we're supposed to be working. So, I mean, let's be honest here. We're not...
Yeah.
We're not dealing with the highest regard for a lot of detail there.
Yeah, true.
Hey, let's wake up late, have a late breakfast, and go to the museum for a while since we don't have an appointment until after lunch.
Oh. Nice.
And so I'm like, yeah, okay.
Nice.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, party on.
Yeah.
Isn't there a brewery around here?
Yeah, they're at Boulevard. Yeah, there is.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, that's next week's story, probably.
No. Oh, but we had, you know, I don't like sauces, but we had some pretty good barbecue there. If you happen to be in Kansas City, it's a little Kansas City travelogue here.
Yeah, I thought your back probably hurt.
Yeah, my back hurts. I ate some ribs at a Gates Barbecue in Kansas City.
There you go.
Oh, it was delicious.
There you go. Baby back ribs.
I loved it.
Right?
I'm telling you.
Rib ticklers.
Well, something like that.
Right?